Rubble talk.
It ain't good, man.
Rubble talk. What's wrong, man? I told you to keep that same energy.
Yeah, you did, man, but I can't. Hey, look, I can't.
I told you to call me talking all that shit, goat shit. I'm here, LeBron's the best, all that. What's good, man?
Yeah, LeBron's the best. They just ran into some technical difficulties last night.
Well, LeBron had a triple-double. How'd he lose?
Well, LeBron had a triple-double, but like I said, with AD kind of, AD got sunned by Jokic, I think that kind of threw everything off. Because he's for you to be the defensive player of the year, and then you get done like that, and then every time you reaching, this guy is spin moving you and going to the rack.
You better hope they ain't figured him out.
No, they have figured them out. That's the whole thing. The only good thing that we got going is that Frank Vogel figured out some defense that's going to have them kind of messed up at the end.
You better hope. I told you, man, it's the same deal. Now, here we go. We still talking about we ain't worried and we going to sweep and we going to do this and that. I don't believe so. I told you, if they win this game, they back in it, man. So now them boys really got to fight. They got to fight.
Yeah.
They got
fire on their hands now, man. Yeah, they definitely do. But like you said last night, it just didn't seem like there was that Lakers energy throughout the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was like, I do realize y'all need to win this game. As much as I say y'all don't need to win this game, I beg to differ. I think you do need to win this game. Just to, you know, put the complete separation. Put your foot down on them. Well, it's hard to beat any team three games in a row.
Yeah, but
I felt like.
But this is another thing, too. I'm used to this being a LeBron James fan. Because anytime y'all put the emphasis on this game, like, y'all need to win this. Y'all really need to win this. And I think that's kind of like when everything goes wishy-washy. Like, the Lakers, man, they was too fidgety. Like, everybody's dropping the ball. Like, you get a steal, you fumble it out of bounds. Like,
yeah, LeBron, especially LeBron, bro, he be doing the most at the end of the game. Turning over the ball, sliding every fucking play. So I'd be like, this dude is wild, man.
We ain't talking about him. No, just... We talking about everybody else. You know,
we talking about him. I mean, he's the little engine. I mean, he's the engine, man. You know what I mean? Everybody else just the car without the engine. That shit ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but this is the killer thing to me. Where is Quentin Cook and where is Waiters?
Where's your dude? Exactly. Just like I told you, nowhere. They're trash. You depending on them idiots to do anything. Waiters ain't. You've been talking about Waiters since they got his sad ass. He ain't done.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. He couldn't do nothing against Portland.
Yeah, man, he's not gonna do nothing. Period, man. He's trash, bro. I don't know why you thinking that dude's gonna do something. I give up on them Waiters. Any of them. What's gonna have to work is LeBron and AD and Caldwell Pope. That's who I depend on. Kuzma, even Kuzma ain't doing shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. They all like they. You know, they all kind of moment scared. It's like the moment is getting to them.
I know. I just don't. Man, they better win this next game. I know that. I just don't see them beating them, man. They got a complete team. When them boys start playing, man, for some reason they just like to play when they're down 100,000 points. I have no idea. But I just know they're comeback kids, and I wouldn't put them past them. They go, if y'all don't win this next game, then I'll be worried.
Yeah, I'll be worried then too. But see, this is the thing. This is the thing that I don't like. This is what I didn't like when we first came into this matchup. LeBron James always kind of suffers when he's playing against a older coach that had coached him.
Right, exactly. So he kind of like knows him, knows what he does, knows his routine.
Yeah, so LeBron James is going to have to show... LeBron James, to be the GOAT, you're going to have to show that you have grown from high school. I don't know when this dude coached. No, I mean, he ain't coaching in high school in Cleveland. You're going to have to show you grown since Cleveland because people can't – because then Giannis does deserve the MVP because people can't still be setting the same traps for you that they were setting in year one.
True. True, LeBron. I mean, what LeBron was like 30, 10, and 11.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what more he could have done in that game.
I know what you could do more on this thing on Bubble Talk and help me edit the show and quit moving around and moving everything.
Listen, man, this bubble talk is all about Denver, bro. It's all about Dan, okay? We look good and beautiful, and I told you, y'all was running your mouth, all you L.A. fans, wishing, thinking, praying, and now what I told y'all to be mindful of, now y'all got to watch. Now you got to watch. And I told y'all to not sleep on them. Y'all said, yeah, we own them in the regular season. Well, this ain't the regular season. This is the playoffs. And they got y'all figured out now.
Yeah, well, so, I hope Frank Vogel's listening to this because I got them figured out.
No, I don't think you do.
I think I do. I told you I could be a coach. I could be an NBA coach because what I would do is I would start the game off with Dwight Howard in on Jokic. And then I would bring in JaVale McGee. And then later on I would put AD on Jokic because AD got in foul trouble early messing with Jokic.
Exactly.
That'd throw anybody's game off.
Well, I mean, the problem lies is that their whole team started showing up yesterday as well.
Yeah.
That they then started playing, that guard started playing off the bench. He started doing his thing. Michael Porter Jr. started doing his thing. That's the problem, is if that bench kick in. I actually believe they got a stronger bench than L.A. Think about it, is if they play or not. They decided to play yesterday, so.
The only reason they had a stronger bench is because they ain't put waiters in. And they ain't put Cook in.
They already evaluated Waiters. They thought Waiters was going to be a difference. They put him in a game, bro. He's not a difference maker, though. So he is not a difference maker.
If he could play his role, he would be a difference maker. And his role is driving to the basket, which he's good at doing. And he's either going to get a shot or he's going to have Anthony Davis open right on the other side that he could pass it to him and he's going to get a dunk. Deion Waiters under the basket demands attention. And he's going to cook
Deion
one
Waiters
person.
A guard. What are you talking about? What the hell you mean under the basket he demands attention? He's a guard.
No, I'm saying when he's driving the ball and he makes it into that paint, he's a problem for anybody.
How many minutes has Deion Waiters played the entire bubble?
What I'm saying is his strengths, man. I'm talking about his strengths, not how many minutes.
Can you tell me how many minutes Deion Waiters has played in the bubble? That's all I want to know. Has he played?
I'm sure you looked him up since I talked about him so much. So you probably know exactly how many minutes he played.
No, I'm asking you. Man, you keep talking about him.
Not too many, but I know what he can do. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I know his strengths. Like I could be a coach, just like I'm telling you the remedy for Jokic is to start with Dwight Howard. We see Dwight Howard; he's just gonna see now if Dwight Howard can focus and stop letting Jokic get in his head and fouling so much, and just play his good defense. This thing will really be turned around. But since he's gonna stay in foul trouble, we need to start it out with him. Wear him down, put JaVale McGee on him, wear him down a little bit more, and then hand him over to AD when he's tired like he was in the fourth quarter.
I don't think so, man.
I know so. That's the remedy.
I know. That's what you think.
I know. I know people,
well, you don't
man.
Know nothing.
Hey, look, I know people, man. I seen it with my own eyes. I'm like, okay, I know this man's weakness. I know his weakness. You got to get him tired. Without him being tired, he going to cook you.
Like I said, man.
Like I said, man, this is the whole thing. You fail to realize J.R. Smith can shut Porter down.
Boy, shut.
J.R. Smith can shut Porter down.
J.R. Smith ain't shutting nobody down. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Rondo is shutting people down.
Okay, I understand. What happened yesterday, though?
Rondo had. I know Rondo had Jokic scared to dribble that ball around him. I can tell you that much.
Well, yeah, I mean, he probably shouldn't be dribbling the ball around him. Considering he's 7 foot tall and Rondo's a 6 foot point guard, wouldn't be wise. Would not be wise, man. But
see how close he is to passing up people, right?
Who?
Rondo. They had his numbers up on the game, man, showing them passing up milestones with assists. Good.
Yeah, I seen him, but you also seen Kobe was on assists. Jordan was on assist. A bunch of people were not really assist. People were on assist. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. The hell? You play the most games, you're going to be up there. I mean, you be in the most playoff games. I mean, I'm sure Robert Horry's in there somewhere, but he ain't no all-time great. He's just been in a lot of playoffs.
All right, man. Well,
doesn't really mean anything. But well, all you need to worry about is y'all losing.
Yeah, we ain't going to worry about that
That's
too
all
much.
You need to worry about.
Unless we lose this game, this next game, then we're going to be worried. But we need to steal one. Y'all need to have that same dang old energy as if you're not in the bubble. You done won two home games. Now you got to go out there and steal one because they done represent their home court. Now you gotta take it.
Well, they already took the one, so, I mean, you know what I mean? Already took one of them.
I'm talking to my team. We don't need you. Listen, we don't need you in this huddle.
All I know is that AD had a good game. He had 27. LeBron had 30. Y'all lost. So
they didn't have 60. They didn't have 60.
They had 60 together.
Yep, when they had 60-point game, over 60 games, they win. So that would have meant something if AD would have had 30.
Okay, 3 points.
That would have meant something if AD would have had 30. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's where they done set the little checker at. It's both of them 30 to 60 points combined, and they haven't lost really.
Got you.
So, man, go ahead and shout out. Oh, dang, this nigga done got out the earthquake, the tsunami, and tornado.
Yes, sir.
When the Dago show is over almost.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this audio. Hey, just say
that. Oh, it sounded like I was in a wind tunnel.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm like, dang, man. What the heck is this? Like,
I'm about to die. I'm doing this in the middle of surviving, boy.
This nigga on the Wizard of Oz in that house when it left.
Yes,
hey, try to keep it cool. Hey, this is about the different Nuggets. No, nigga, it's about you about to die out there.
I'm a storm chaser, man. Listen, just know that Laker fans, you are not safe. All that talk, all that Google Gaga shit, it's not over, man. Don't get too excited thinking you won something and somebody's there ready to snatch it from you. Good luck. I'm excited for the next game. I believe we're going to win.
Yeah,
it's a whole different ball game.
This is what I like though, because you know what? When you just beating up on somebody, it just really ain't it just don't really bring out the best in you. But when you feel actually challenged and you feel like you can lose, that's when you see whether you a champion or whether you putty. So don't putty and don't melt. They just said don't melt down this game. And let's get back and remember who the heck we are. It's the Lake Show. And, nigga, the TV was messed up last game. It was fuzzy. I don't know what the heck happened until about the third, fourth quarter. But the reception was bad. I just say that.
That's terrible. Nah, the reception wasn't bad. Y'all was bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, I wish I could. Look, I done played on the game because, you know, I'm on the Lakers now. I done beat up on everybody since then. You know, I'm 90 now.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. I'm 90. I got a jump shot finally. NBA 2K, I don't know what the heck y'all was thinking about that jump shot when y'all came out with this game, but everything's all good now.
You don't like the jump shot meter?
I mean, everything's all good now. Heck, you know, I ain't like you got to lean it in, lean it out, twist it from the... Like everything, man, you done added everything and didn't even tell a nigga.
Wow.
I'm like, I got the worst. Hey, I had the worst shooting percentage everywhere. And I'm a center. I'm shooting right under the basket.
Man.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, that's so horrible. You got to time that meter. That meter's pretty good, though, man. That's why I don't know what you. Well, y'all don't like it.
See, I mean, you probably one of them gamer niggas.
Yeah, that meter. I like the meter better than I like the other one. The last one was trash.
Well, I like
this one. It is way better.
It makes it harder to shoot on this one.
You think so?
I know so. Like you probably.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You like the only person that I done heard that said they like it. You probably like the fix, but you liked it when you first got it.
No, I didn't.
All right, so yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Everybody got to get used to it. They always change the shit, so it's just getting used to it, you know?
No, they had to do a patch. They had to do a patch on everybody.
Right. They fixed it. They fixed it with the patch. I didn't like it before the patch, no. But I got a big man, so I'm not shooting jump shots.
Yeah, I got a big man, too, and he can't even shoot a jump shot, really, at the close.
Is he a jump shooter, or what? He's a paint? What is he, a glass cleaner?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he don't need to be shooting no way. He needs to be in there, like, you trying to have him, like... you need to like, if you want to shoot shit, you need to be like a 3-level scorer.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to shut out this gym because I'm tired of talking to you bums. 7106 Short Terrace Drive, KEL Fitness, Get Fit, Indy. Let's go, Nuggets. Let's go ahead and beat these bums. They thought they was doing something.
Yeah,
let's show them
Man,
hey, we just know y'all got kids and y'all got family, so we let y'all get one. Please.
Okay, well,
please don't get the big head. Because like I told you, that's going to bring out... See, the team, like, okay, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, Caruso and Rajon Rondo, and Dwight Howard, if he can quit fouling so much, they're showing that they really want this. Like you said,
I'm sure all of them really want it, man. It's just
we need that fifth person, which is Caldwell, Danny Green, somebody in that J.R. Smith. Somebody needs to step up and start knocking down threes, man, because evidently we counting on it. They got Jokic, they got Plumlee down below, and they causing havoc. And unless you can come up with a plan for that, then I think they taking underneath the basket away.
Yeah.
Because LeBron ain't drive to that basket none this game. None, really.
None, yeah, no. That's what he has to do. But he probably was just tired, bro. Looked like he wasn't even trying to. That's what I was like, man, this nigga want to be here? Like, he just want to pass the ball to the wing? He probably hoping them niggas going to do something that game.
Yeah, because they seen they had that tower that he – that's why I said – it always seems like the coaches that coach them, like, okay, let me go to his weakness this game. And it works.
Exactly. And that's why he is not the GOAT, because Jordan never had a weakness. You couldn't go to his weakness. There were no weak. A coach couldn't be like, oh, well,
hey,
let me go
we
to
can't,
Jordan's
we
weakness.
Cannot no, say no. that. We cannot say that. We got to give this man a chance.
No, he got a weakness, though. You
his chance is now.
I'm telling you.
His chance is now, and we out.